It is 7 a.m. in the West Coast, and it is 12 noon in the East Coast, and it is 5 p.m. in Jerusalem. Today, it is July 5th, 2015, and this is Orly Benny Davis with Impossible Truth. Today on BBS Radio, we are dedicating this hour for reflection, for prayer, and for hope. So we can have, some time and space in the morning for you all to reflect and maybe, do the right thing and think about your life and get some more prayer and blessing in your life so it will change. And we're going to use Israeli music because the holy language of the Bible is in Hebrew. And good Israeli music that has prayer has a very strong effect on somebody's feeling. And sometimes you don't even understand the words, but I will try to pick the one that will make the difference in your reflection. And I'll translate it after a little to make you understand what it's all about. Now, today is 17th of Tammuz in the Jewish calendar. This is a day that started the 3 weeks of mourning in the Jewish faith. It's at the time where the walls of Jerusalem started to crack down from the assailant of the enemy of that time was, conquering the land. Now, Jerusalem, as you know, is been through a lot, and this is commemoration of this day. It is in Israel is a fasting day. It's a day that we ask God to come back to His way and understand that we have a task to do in this universe. And being Jewish, we're supposed to bring light upon nations. So today I'm going to start you all with great music, great fabulous. This is a new time. Let's make it beautiful. Call me in if you want. I love you all for being here. And just remember, there is a God, and we all pray for Him. So let's unite and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Just the day after we celebrate the independence of America, we remember that we still have so many tasks to do. And with that prayer, let's go to our first introduction music. If we are not remembering Jerusalem on our head, that's what they say every time they get married. If we are not going to rise Jerusalem issue from the ground every time, again and again, we are not doing our thing. So Jerusalem is not just a city; it's a holy city for everybody. And we need to address it as such. This is a time where we reflect and we see what's going around, and we must consider what's happening on the ground too. So reality check, I'm sorry, even though that it sounds like we are, commemorating 2,000 years event, but today we need to remember that there is a big threat to all the Christian people that are sitting in Jerusalem right now from ISIS. We have a holiday right now of the Muslims, and it's the the Ramadan, and everybody knows that they celebrate it by fasting all day. Then at night they start eating, and after that they have a very in the middle they have Eid al-Fitr. That's a holiday. July 17 is Eid al-Fitr. The threat was founding from the ground yesterday and the day before from ISIS that are in Sinai or I don't know where else, all around, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, of course. We have to remember, they announced that they're going to clear, just think about that word, all the area from the communities, Arab communities in Jerusalem, from they're going to clear it up from Christians. I don't know what has been done. I don't know what you guys think we should do. I'm telling you because it's news when I heard it, and it's something that I don't give it up. Yesterday I heard it last night, and of course it was the 4th of July. I don't disturb my friends with, you know, when they celebrate. But today we have to pay attention. This is July 17, 2015. They're talking about it. And if they pretend to have any kind of Eid al-Fitr celebration clean from in their Arab community from Christian, I would say that we need to organize to do something. I'm sure the State of Israel is planning to do so, but right now we have today we had a very old all sad news about one of the chief of kind of the FBI in here that used to investigate so many crime and white collar crimes or anything about crime in the state of Israel, he was found dead in his car today. They say he took his life, and I'm saying a guy that got scared so many people all his life because he was doing the right thing, he wouldn't take his life on the day of commemorating of Jerusalem. It's a fasting day, and he was a religious man. It's a contradiction. Religious people don't take their life because they believe in God. Religious people usually have a faith, so they know they overcome it. A day of mourning, it means that it will be another occasion for him to come before God to ask for help. So he would fast today. I just want to know if he was telling his wife he was at, if he was fasting, and if he went to the temple yesterday and today, guys, this is a question mark, and it's up to the authority to do the right thing. But we have two issues on hand that we have to play, and I don't kid about July 17, July 18, that needs to be really, really focused. On the ground, from all country, all Christians around. Emergency meeting must take place in the Christian embassy, and we shall take it from there, I guess. Now it was in the news, so everybody knows about it. I didn't hear it from somebody. I heard it from the news. All right, so let's go to the next music, hoping that by reflection of that, we understand how much we need our prayers and how much we need God to be on our side and how much we pray together. And if we come together as once, we can overcome this craziness. So let's hear the next one.
Oh,
Right, and we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis. This is 1 hour of Israeli music, and with a lot of prayer and a lot of thought about what's going on in the Middle East and in Jerusalem. Today is the fast of Yud Zayin 17 of Tammuz, which started the collapse of Jerusalem. But we commemorate it to remind us that we overcome and we came back to Jerusalem to keep it and for safe forever. Now, I must say that, you know, there are a lot of people in the world, and the Israeli people are, you know, good travelers. They're really coming to play in many, many countries. They're awesome, understanding innovation in everything they're doing is outstanding. I must say I've been lucky enough to live in a few communities where Israeli were there, like California, which is the most amazing thing because they are really, really in touch with, you know, production, with working, with hard labor, you know, doing the right thing and making a wonderful effort to take care of charity. They introduced me to charity group. You know, as soon as I got there, I was already in a charity group helping kids. So they never forget where they come from. And people that, you know, coming from New York, I got an article saying now, you know, that for some reason now people are paying attention to them. Usually before the story of the Israelis, like, why you left your country, we don't talk to you. But now we understand. They understand, because I lived that reality before. They understand how valuable they are because they are they love Israel. They enjoy everything about Israel. They go and they eat and they buy the product. And there is a series of new you know, programs on TV to cover them up, to see what the Israelis do and how, what a success story they have. And something I want you all to remember. When you have a pal that is Israeli, ask them about, you know, security, what they do about security in Israel, how we get along to be safe, to safeguard our lives, because they have the clues. You need them to tell you that for now, because it's important. We want you all to be safe. And if you have a friend that can know, can enlighten you, please let them enlighten them. Let them be in light to the nation. So in case of security, you sure you know that they will help. In case of investment, you sure you know they will help. Insurance of medical connection. You know that the Jewish people have a wonderful rabbi. His name is Rabbi Feaver, that he is the most incredible man in the universe for me. He's a rabbi. But when you are diagnosed, God forbid, like I did, with a tumor. I had a brain tumor and I got diagnosed for that. You send the information. He knows every doctor in the universe, I guess, and he has a database about the diseases and who takes care of what, if what surgeon does what. And sure enough, you know, there is a big list to get there, but he will send you a doctor's name. And I remember him sending me to a doctor from Japan, Dr. Fukushima, God. And he sent me to the doctor, you know, to a facility in Duke University, which was outstanding. We had, you know, people taking care of you, and they know what you need. Of course, they examine you. They, you know, you check everything out and make sure that you have the right deal. But trust me, thousands of people went through that. So we have this kind of how to survive. You know, Jewish people, you know, I have a deal with life. We want to honor life, to make it sacred, to love human beings, and to save lives as much as we can. So we're doing that in every day. And that song by Ofer Chaza, God bless her soul, was, keep us like children, God. God, we want you to safeguard us like you would save little children. That's how we want. We want to be all His children and to be loved and kept safe. So, amen, amen. I hope it will happen to all. So, without, you know, further, let's go to the next music. Come on, let's hear what I collected for you. It's one of the most incredible prayer that we can even start to ask God. Please, God, with all our mighty, please help us and make us get over this incredible time. And you know, people, we have to recognize it's been a year since the war, the Gaza war started. And as always, there is a United Nations decision. Of course, it's a human right. The United Nations Human Rights Council adopted a resolution condemning Israel and backing last week's report of Gaza Conflict Commission of Inquiry. 41 countries voted in favor of the resolution, and one country, the U.S., voted against. Ethiopia, India, Kenya, Macedonia, and Paraguay abstained. You know, Prime Minister Netanyahu responded at this time when ISIS is committing terrorist attacks in Egypt, as Assad slaughters people in Syria, and as number of arbitrary execution climbed in Iran, the UN condemned Israel for defending itself from murderous terrorist organization. Well, I think he's right. I think that it's really ridiculous that, you know, human rights violations starting with, you know, you get attacked, you get 4,000 missiles in the air, you're not supposed to answer. Well, too bad. You guys, United Nations, I told you guys already, you're done. Because you are backwards. You don't know, you see right. When you don't focus what is right and what is wrong, you know, all we need just to change the people around. What happened? Tell me, there is no election anytime soon for, you know, maybe we can change the balance of power there. What is it? When did United Nations become such a machine of nonsense? Wow, that's worse. You know, to be, if it were doing nothing, fine. But to be nonsense, it's like, what a waste of time, money, effort, place. But they do have an ambassador to the UFO. Remember, you know, they actually have a space, an ambassador for UFO. I'm sure they will know how to speak to them, because to speak to us, they don't. They are not talking to us. All right, guys, don't let me giggle, because it's not fun talking about it like that, but it's really absurd. All right, let's go back to our music, the Israeli music, the new spot. I hope that you enjoy. Please give us a call if you want. Tell us that you like it. Tell something or whatever you want. If you need a prayer, we'll pray with you. You know? So let's listen to more music and we'll keep it going.
סליחה ובחסד ותודה בשדה ותלכי בו כהלך התם ומחסור.
Oh, Chava Halberstein, what a lady. At Tilchi Batadeh, this is a song, you will walk in the field, and you know, it's amazing how she can take us away from everything. And, you know, 2 hours ago there was an announcement by Benjamin Netanyahu, and he says that it seems that the nuclear talks in Iran have yielded the collapse, not a breakthrough. The major power concessions are increasing. The deal being formulated will pave Iran's path to production of very many atomic bombs, and it will also channel to Iran hundreds of billions of dollars that will serve its aggression and terrorism campaign in our region and around the world. This is a bad deal. It's not less bad. It's, in my opinion, it is worse than the deal with North Korea that led to a nuclear arsenal in North Korea. But this is both a non-conventional threat and a very large conventional threat against Israel, the country of the region, and the rest of the world. Well, that's what Benjamin Netanyahu says. And you know what? It's a little buffed into a lot of wording, which you guys probably saying, what he's saying, why it's always no good. Give us the deal. What's not good about this? And I'll tell you something that we need to implement, and the implementation is really basic. One time, I'm opening parentheses to our discussion. One time I was having an argument with my buddy on a political, race. Of course, you know, for us politics is like everything is in play. And he said to me, you know what, you say to everybody that you're Jewish, but you're Italian, because I fight like Italian. I guess that's what it was. And I'm telling you, I'm really sick and tired of everybody telling us, how wonderful everything is going to be when everything getting worse around us, and we don't have really much to say about it. And I know that we have some issues that we can be solving, but the most important thing is we need to come to the idea that Iran is not going to have a nuclear weapon. There is no way, okay? And it's not, nobody's making threat, of course, but they're going to have a list of people or a list of conditions that if they, obstruct them, there will be repercussions. That's all. That's all. We, they want us to trust them. Fine, we trust them. But in case they move along with something not kosher, the American government or the powers, all the powers in charge, have a set of rules. You do that, you get that. So think about I don't think that Benjamin Netanyahu needs to go all off talking about, the inspirational thing. I just say the condition is like that. Iran is not going to be, nuclear power, okay? If she's going to start something, the forces will be against it. That's all. About terror, we need to have some kind of understanding that we are going to, smash all terrorist activity. And if it will come from her, it will come directly to her, because they're going to follow it. And just watch it out, because it's turning to be a little, tiring. So it's enough. That show of, that cowboy show that they're trying to show us, bad movies, Hollywood does better. And then try those trucks, with rifles, they're not exciting anymore. Maybe you can excite the kids, but the truth of the matter, it is not. And they will end up, the way they want to. They want to meet their God, and we're going to arrange their meeting, right? That's what the forces say. I'm just copying what they're saying. I'm echoing what they're saying. For real, what, is that really what they want to do? This is the time that we have to come. This is a prayer for Ramadan. This is a prayer for everybody. Let's reverse everything. It's enough. Back off. Let's relax. Let's come with a list of requests. Maybe you guys need a request or something, but no arms. It's enough. Because at the end, America is strong, Russia is strong, China is strong, everybody is in play, England is strong, EU is strong. What are you guys doing? What do you think? You're gonna get away with it? And you're killing your brothers. Unbelievable. All right, so let's go to the next song and we'll see what's next.
אינני זוכר אם כתבו כך בשיר
מצחך מתחרז עם עיניים ואור
אינני זוכר אם חרזו כך בשיר אך למי שתהי חייב להשיר בו מתעטפת תמיד לעת ליל לא הייתי רוצה להיות לך אך לא נזיר
Okay, and we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis with BBS Radio on this Sunday morning. Jerusalem, it's 5 p.m., 5:40 p.m. already, 5:43, and we have a lot of news from the day. It started with incredible news about a chief of the police that was found shot dead, and all the rest is just routine of what's going to be the next. Of course, there are so many things. People have exam. We have, you all just finished your 4th of July celebration, and don't get too loose. We need everybody on their toes. We need everybody to watch out. It's not funny. We have a lot of things happening, and it's really, really not funny. I think that there was incident today that Temple Mount was closed. Nobody was allowed to go on the rock, on the Dome of the Rock. It's because 100,000 Muslims go pray there, but for some reason they don't let the other visitor come because it's CNN lists the Dome of the Rock as a magnificent structure on the verge of extinction. What does it mean? The Temple Mount structure makes the number one spot of the least places to see before they are destroyed. Ouch. CNN, this is the message you want to send to the world? Oh my God, this is the talking about news, trying to make some splash. Guys, there is nobody who's planning to do anything to that. This is a holy site. We are watching it day and night. There are tons of people, soldiers, policemen on the mount, for God's sake. And how can you even think that something like that, they of course, the idea is there'll be a temple, but people of love and care for God knows that temple will be built only with love. It's not that the third temple is gonna be built from happiness, not from else. So so we have think what we're saying is news. Guys, really? CNN? you know, watch it before it gets expensive? What are you thinking about? Okay, let's get some music. My God, I'm glad this is, you know, all Israeli music because...
בגוף שלי את בין הקירות שלי את בין השתיקות השירים והעצב את הגבול שלי לחיות עולמות שלי
All right, we are back. This is Orly Benny Davis with The Impossible Truth. It's our special spot for prayer, for thinking, for relaxation, and for love. And, you know, with a holy language, with Israeli music. It's Hebrew. It's beautiful. And they're very talented. Now, the Jewish Standard just announced that, you know, people are thinking of Israel as struggling with drought and, you know, and they need some more water. But due to technological advances and innovation, water is used. That is no longer the case. Now, Israel is ready to teach the rest of the world out. Who is leading the world in water reuse? Well, you can guess it, Israel. Well, darling, give a few people some time to be active, to be productive and stop fighting. And you see that many other, you know, things like people that are really, really hungry and in Africa and they need to be taught how to cultivate. And that's what a lot of Israeli companies do. We need to, come on, we need to let Israel be because she does it. If she does what to enlighten other nation, let her be. You know, so we're asking God, give us some mercy, give us some good idea to how to stop this madness from everywhere together. We want to have some fun. Guys, I've been spending most of the last years, two decades, so worrying about this world. I don't remember having fun anymore. And it's about time that we start enjoying ourselves and maybe create a new world that we can all share. What do you think, you guys? All right, let's go to some more music because our time is running fast and I want you to hear at least another song or two. Let's come on. And we are back. That was a beautiful song that says, we don't have another country. This is what we got. And we are the Jewish people, extinct, you know, for many, many generations, thousands of years. That's who we are. And we came back to the land of our Bible, biblical connection. So we're not invented and there is no conquerors. This is not, you know, Greece, antique Rome. We are, you know, the people of the land. This is our promised land. You know, we have a Bible to show for, which kept, you know, tradition. One guy I remember, very, very distinctive gentleman from Switzerland. He was a diplomatic, said historian Walter Hofner. He says, you know, in history, you can go as far as you want to make your case and be right. But, you know, we going as far as 2,000 and more years ago, and I don't remember anybody was before us that can come or whoever still from there, back there before us, that can come and claim. There is no people. And the Palestinians try to put all this camouflage of so many ethnicities, but it doesn't work. You know why? Because once you give them the land, like we did in Gaza, they don't know what to do with it. Once you give them the funds to build the structure, they don't know what to do with it. If you know something, it's really easy for you to redo it again, right? That's what we did. We took all our generations of our knowledge and everything, you know, that we got scattered, and we came back and we did what we know to do, to rebuild. And we're building. Now we're building a more. We're building in Spain. We're building tomato fields. Like, you know, they become the 20% of, you know, of production in Europe. Because we teach them how to create more of the same and cultivate seeds in the almost desert. Guys, Israel is a magnificent thing. Let it flourish, you know? It's like a beautiful wife that you abuse her and you don't let her be herself, or, you know, or you don't let her make what she deserves to be. Let Israel be. She gets it from God. Trust me, we get it from God. We're not on free, right? So you don't have to come and punish us every so often because you don't like. Trusting God, He knows His way. And every time we just tilt a little from the way, He'll come and fix us right back. So, you know, this is your Israeli hour. This is your Israeli time with God of Israel. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time. We are running out of time. We have a wonderful song to finish. I love you all. God bless you all. BBS Radio rocks. This is Orly Benny Davis. Put a like on my page, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right? Tomorrow, Monday, we have 10 a.m. Western time. All right? So God bless you all. Have a great, great evening, day, everywhere you are, and from Jerusalem or from Israel, the Holy Land. God bless you all. Take care and happy birthday, America. Bye-bye.
על הדבש ועל העוקץ, על המר והמתוק, על ביתנו התינוקת שמור לי הטוב. על האש המבוערת, על המים הזקים, על האיש השב הביתה מן המרק.